The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. I don't know if Kevin Starrett from Oregon Firearms Federation can actually fire a Winchester with that level of precision like Chuck Connors did. That was the rifleman theme, Kevin. I don't know if you remember that or not. I don't think you're old enough to remember them.
Of course I do.
You do?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah, could you actually do that? You know, just put, because he put it down on his hip as he's, you know, walking down the street of the Wild West, you know, in those days.
Over my shoulder, using a mirror at bouncing ping pong balls.
Okay. All right. So now that we've started it off with your credibility here, this should be
which
a great
is already shot.
Yeah, I know. No pun intended. But Kevin Starrett, of course, chief cook and bottle washer, and working really hard defending your firearms rights, OregonFirearms.org. I wanted to talk with you this morning about the proportionality, a little bit about this this Michigan school shooter's parents sentenced to at least 10 years in prison, 10 to 15. And the way the system is going, you're thinking they kind of had it coming, right? I just want to break this down because I didn't really follow that case all that much. But so few people get punished these days unless they're gun owners or conservatives. Now, if you're a liberal gun owner, you don't get punished. But if you're a conservative gun owner, you usually do. But let's hear. I'd like to get your take on this as a gun guy.
You know, I think it's always dangerous to try and have opinions on stuff that you haven't said. You know, if you sat through the whole trial, you should have an opinion. With what little information is available, which is, of course, is filtered through the liars in the media, there were some things that really stood out. First of all, people may not remember that after this shooting, these two parents went on the lam and were in hiding, and the cops had to track them down. Actually, I believe they were arrested with a SWAT team in a hotel somewhere.
That's right. They did try to escape. They knew that that they were having some trouble, right? They knew that.
I think so. But there was a lot of evidence that was introduced where this kid repeatedly told his parents that he was mentally ill and begged them to get help, where he created texts and posts saying that he texted to a friend that he spoke to his dad, asked him for help, and his dad told him to suck it up. Now, I believe it's fairly accurately true that he made numerous attempts to get help for himself because he recognized there was something wrong.
So Ethan Crumley, even himself, knew that there was a problem, right?
Well, he stated it over and over. And he went to his parents, or certainly his father, telling him, I need some help, to which the father responded by buying him a gun. Now, no one is a bigger defender of gun rights than I am, obviously. But this is not stupid. I mean, Sheila Jackson Lee is stupid, right? Mm-hmm. This is willfully negligent. This is not parenting. You know, this is beyond that. It's very, very difficult for me to feel any sympathy for these people. When somebody comes to you, especially a loved one and certainly a child, saying, I need some help, you drop everything and move the earth to help them. And he made it quite clear that, I mean, he had social media posts, I believe, it's certainly text saying he was dangerous, mm-hmm. that he was going to shoot up his school. But even if it hadn't gone that far, if he'd gone to his father and said, or either of his parents and said, you know, I'm depressed, the response to that is, okay, let's work on this. Let's deal with this. Can I help you? Do you want to talk to a professional? You don't go to a gun store and hand this person a gun. And even if you have a person who you know is responsible, a responsible adult who maybe owns guns, if they come to you with that, the first thing you say to them is, okay, can I hold on to your guns for now? Granted, it's illegal under Oregon.
Yeah, but on the other hand, a good friend would do that anyway, in spite of the fact that it's illegal, you know, because you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. But it's, you know, the wrong thing, according to Oregon.
It's more important than the idiotic laws that Oregon passes. But in this case, the evidence was, the indications, the signals were overwhelming. It wasn't like in passing the kid said, I had a bad day at school. I mean, he He specifically wrote down and told friends that he'd made attempts to get his father to pay attention, to which his father said, here's some pills, suck it up. So there's just no possible way I can feel sympathetic for these people, because as with ownership of any device that is potentially dangerous, including power tools and automobiles, adults have a responsibility to act like adults. And, you know, if you have a child who says, you know, Dad, I really think I'm going to kill myself, you don't hand them the keys to your car. Mm-hmm. You know, you sit down and you say, let's talk. And I think a lot of that got lost. And I have heard from a couple of people who are very concerned about this ruling, who I think forgot some of the backstory. Like, okay, your kid just shot up a school and you go on the run. That is what we used to call a clue.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a lot of people forgot about that. And that's why I wanted to invite you on, you know, to have a little conversation about this. This is my concern about this particular case. On one hand, these parents, obviously, we're not going to win Parents of the Year awards. We get that. And by the way, when I just saw a picture of this kid's face in court, just the way he looks, you know, when you talk about the eyes being the windows of the soul, you look at him and you realize, wait a minute, this guy is the one that's going to be killing the neighborhood cats. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. Yeah. You know the look of crazy. Yeah. And
I agree. I mean, I looked at the mugshot and I said, this screams help me.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, you also know that that parents can quite often be in denial about their own children, too, which is the challenge here. I mean, who hasn't overestimated the ability or underestimated the problem that we might have had with a child from time to time? I think we've all had a little bit of that.
Well, you know, I was contacted years ago by a guy whose wife was suing him. He was a cop. He left his firearm available, and a teenage son, who I think was 19 at the time, shot himself. Mm-hmm. Now, his ex-wife was suing him over this. There was, if I remember correctly, I think this story got into the news at some point. There was never any indication that this kid was troubled. And if you grow up, I mean, from the age of like 15 on, maybe even younger than that, a person, you should have an understanding of whether or not this child can be responsible around firearms. Now, I have two adult sons who grew up with firearms, had their own firearms, always had their own firearms. If there's no indication that a person has a problem and somebody does, you know, something destructive or self-destructive, that's a very different story. And, you know, I mean, I would not feel the need to lock up my firearms around either of my sons because they were both experienced shooters. I don't leave my guns out when my 4-year-old granddaughter comes over. You know, I mean, this is pretty. But in this case, there was no question or doubt about whether or not there was an issue.
There was definitely an issue, and they handed him the gun, essentially, too.
Yeah, they bought him a gun. I mean, it's like that just is mind-bending. It's almost like saying, leave me alone. Here's a gun. Go play with it. You know, it's not like they bought him an Erector set. Or a new computer, you know, or it's like, here's an iPad or here's some video games. Don't bother us. Mm-hmm. You know, it was utterly beyond the pale. Now, was the sentencing fair 10 to 15 years? You know, talk about proportionality.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about, because we don't see, people kill folks all the time in Oregon and other places and they don't get 10 to 15. Well, this is manslaughter. This is not even considered murder.
Yeah, this was an involuntary manslaughter. I watched the judge's comments on this, and you know, she was reading them, so I don't know. You know, she appeared to be really struggling with the whole thing and saying how difficult this was for her. But I don't know that that's unreasonable. What's unreasonable is the sentencing that other people get. You know, there is no proportionality in sentencing or criminal prosecution in our country, and certainly not in our state.
You know, Kevin, I want to pick that thought up here in just a minute, all right? Because I will share with you a thought that I have about not just a proportionality, but also my concern about a precedent that this case may be setting which may be an unintended consequence of it, especially as we're being told more and more that kids are supposed to have control of their lives. We'll talk about that coming up. Can you hang on for a quick segment here?
Sure.
All right. I'll be back with Kevin Starr at Oregon Firearms Federation on the Bill Myers Show.
How can you avoid the stress and headaches of selling your home in today's market? Hey, it's Lars, and let me tell you, the only agent in Medford that can save you from all that stress is Jared Hokanson with Hokanson Realty. Don't let the negative media reports about interest rates stop you. Get the facts from a professional. Jared has years of experience and in-depth knowledge of the market right here in Medford. Jared has the right strategic options for you. And in this market, when he puts his marketing to work for you, that strategy helps attract the right kind of buyers at the right time who are willing to pay top dollar. Jared even guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree to, or Jared buys the home instead. Real estate expert and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran and I both recommend only Jared Hokanson in Medford and in Southern Oregon. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD or go online to 541-772-SOLD.com and tell Jared Lars sent you.
Taxes and more taxes. What you need is a licensed, enrolled agent that knows the tax laws and makes sure you get the best possible tax return. Call Pat Hurley, a licensed tax professional, at 774-1040.
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
The Rogue Gardener, sponsored by Grange Co-op.
If we select certain plants and manage a habitat with a purpose, even a small plot can provide very high-quality overwintering habitat for the insects that pollinate our plants and beneficial insects that attack harmful insects in our gardens.
Call Stan Saturdays 10 to noon and Sunday morning encore at 9 on KMED and KCMD.
Welcome back to the Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
I'm with Kevin Starrett of Oregon Firearms Federation, OregonFirearms.org. All right, so when it comes to the Crumleys, the mom and dad who gave the kid the gun, and then Ethan Crumley shoots up the school, kills four, horrible tragedy. He's in jail for life, or in prison for life. And the parent's going to join him for 10 to 15 years. Kevin, we wanted to talk about proportionality, and we'll get into that. But one concern that I have about this precedent, in fact, this is the first time that I can recall a parent truly being sent to prison as almost being co-responsible for crimes. It doesn't seem to happen all that often. Would you agree with me on that that conclusion, just the basic conclusion?
Well, I mean, I think in Oregon and any place that's controlled by liberal Marxists, it seems like the person who's responsible is never the person who's held accountable.
Well, I would agree with you there. But where I get concerned here is that this is the same state. The way this kind of a precedent might play in Oregon, this is the same state that decides a four-year-old who all of a sudden decides that even though I was born a boy, but I want to be a girl, and the school needs to take me seriously and call me a girl and then get me in to talk to the counselors and they have my genitals cut off, right? You know, that's the school type of system that we have today. I know I'm tarring with a broad brush. But on one hand, we're going to hold parents criminally responsible for their kids, but at the same time, parents aren't supposed to have any say in these children's lives either, according to the state.
If you can promote a far left nihilistic Marxist agenda like sexual mutilation of children, then children have rights.
Oh.
If a child wants to have to smoke a flavored cigarette at 19 or 20, then they can't get a tattoo, mm-hmm. but they can have their testicles removed. Obviously,
right.
this is a genuinely demonic agenda on the part of Oregon and national leftists that pick and choose when, you know, so the Democrats now want 16-year-olds to have the right to vote.
Right.
But they don't have the right to decide if they want to smoke a cigarette. Well, why do they want to do that? Well, they want to do that so they can control school boards, which is silly because they already completely neutered school boards. But yeah, it is it's patently absurd. And as far as a precedent, I heard from an attorney this morning who was concerned about that very thing, that now they'll start prosecuting parents in Oregon. But I think that given any opportunity in whether this case happened or not, if Oregon had an opportunity to prosecute parents who they perceived as their main crime being gun owners, they're going to do that. Now, this case is going to be helpful, certainly, to promote that agenda.
Right.
But, of course, the problem from my standpoint, the problem from the perspective of a person who promotes civilian ownership of military and defensive style firearms, is that there's an understanding that there's responsibility that comes along with it. You don't go around shooting up road signs, okay? That's
right.
Not part of your freedom. And so this is, bad case makes bad cases make bad law and all that. In this case, you have the most egregious, which I have no doubts, you are right, this will be used as an excuse to prosecute parents or guardians who are not in any way responsible, primarily, if not always criminally, certainly civilly, because typically your average school shooter doesn't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone can see a target, why do they go after gun businesses who've done nothing wrong? Because that's where the money is. But will Oregon use it as a way to attack innocent people? Of course they will. That's what Oregon does. I mean, if you go burn down a police station, you get free college tuition. If you come here illegally, you are given a debit card in a hotel room while American citizens freeze to death in tents on the street. That's the way, because ultimately the whole goal of these people, the people who are in charge of Oregon, and certainly the national administration, is the complete destruction of a functioning society so they can replace it with whatever, tyrannical thing they have in mind. I mean, there's no question about that. If you open the borders to cartels and terrorists and Chinese soldiers, that's what your intention is. So, yes, you're absolutely right. Will it be abused? Of course it will be abused.
Okay,
as
all
far
right.
As the proportionality.
So I'm not crazy about that, and here's another wrinkle about it, because we'll stick to the transgender thing, because this is such a bone of contention and there's such a difference between the left and the right on such matters. Let's take an example of, let's say, mom and dad choose not to let their 6 or 7 year old transition, or they do let them transition, right? And they encourage it. I've known a lot of liberals that are doing, oh, look at this, Steve is now Stefan. Stephanie, that kind of thing. I've seen those kind of posts. And the mental illness is not gone. See, the mental illness is still there. They're just trying to change the body to match the mental illness, that sort of thing, buying a ticket to the crazy circus. So if that person then goes nuts and then starts killing people, could you see some really inventive trial lawyer then still going back to the parents and saying, hey, you didn't stop them from doing this to themselves back then, or else could it be going after the educational system? There's all sorts of permutations to this court ruling.
If you had another situation like that transgender woman who shot up the Christian school in Tennessee.
Because there have been quite a few of these now popping up or finding out. The mental illness is still there.
Mm-hmm. Transgenderism is a manifestation of mental illness. And so, if you're transphobic, you should be transphobic because you should be fearful of these people because they're dangerously mentally ill, period. But it's impossible for me to imagine in the current environment a prosecutor making that point and saying, you not only allowed, but you promoted you accepted and promoted your child's mental illness. And so from my perspective, that would be a completely legitimate prosecution. Mm-hmm. Somebody who allows their child to sexually mutilate themselves, or in some cases we've seen, there's TV shows about women who force their sons to have sex change operations and have been torturing them for years. Those people should be in jail. There's no question. But when you have a president who says, or a president's spokesperson, who after a transgender person murders children, says that the transgender people need to be recognized and they need to be visible and then they're the victims, it's very difficult for me to imagine a prosecutor with the courage to say, you had a parental obligation to see that your child's mental illness was addressed, and you didn't. That would be, I think that'd be a step forward. Do I see it happening? Not in my lifetime.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask, all right? As far as proportionality, though, you keep tabs on a lot of people who get sentenced for gun and or violent crimes in the state of Oregon, and it doesn't appear that it's been very proportional so far in the state of Oregon, or quite often, especially if you are defending yourself like Michael Strickland was.
Well, there's no proportionality, not in sentencing and not in prosecution. If the government decides you are their enemy, I mean, you're Steve Bannon or you're Roger Stone or anyone that they don't like. Listen, we now live, we're not coming into a police state. We live in a police state. If you post something on Facebook that offends the Biden administration or whoever, whatever people are pulling his puppet strings, you will get a visit from the FBI. Now, and this is not speculation. I mean, the videos are out there. If you're lucky, you will get a visit from three FBI agents in plain clothes who refuse to identify themselves or answer your questions. If you're not lucky, you could end up like David Medina or others, where Bearcats pull up in front of your house and point guns at your 16-year-old daughter. This can happen because it happens all the time. And you know what? It could be you, Bill Meyer, tomorrow, or me, or anybody who thinks that I'm not a high-profile person. You say the wrong thing at the wrong time, offend the wrong person. And once they've decided they want you, in addition to the arrests, which is probably completely bogus, you are going to jail. You are going to lose, period, because there is no possible way you can afford to defend yourself against the multiple bogus charges that will be dumped on you. And then when they come to you and say, look, we're going to bankrupt you, you could spend 30 years in jail.
Or you can cop a plea. You're going to cop a plea. All right. All right. Let me ask you this. Just opinion. OK, just opinion here, Kevin. Has the right have the conservatives and the right figured this out at this point? Or is there still a knee jerk support of authority and or law enforcement, which they've been very, very big on for a long, long time? What do you think?
Well, I think I'm a bad person to ask because, you know, I don't have liberal friends. I don't associate with liberals. I mean, almost everybody I know who I consider themselves a, you know, basically a conservative constitutionalist or Christian or whatever will mention their liberal friends. I do not have liberal friends because I won't, because I believe that that's a manifestation of severe mental illness when you can actually believe this crap, like that it's okay to swarm across our border and rape and murder.
Yeah, it's an indicator, as you would say earlier in the talk. It's a clue, right? All right.
Yeah, it's a clue. And so I can't really speak to what most people who I surround myself with, I think, are pretty tuned in. They get it, and they have those concerns and their fears. Obviously, that's not all the masses, because as I think I've said to you before, it doesn't concern me so much that a significant part of the population still supports Joe Biden. What concerns me is that there might be one person out there who thinks that he's okay. That's what concerns me. That's what to me demonstrates a complete inability to accept reality. So I don't have – the people I know are clued in. They get it. They understand the threat. I think the biggest problem is – trying to determine, okay, now what do we do? And that is a real concern. Okay, what do you do when the people in charge are fascists, mentally ill fascists who just said we are going to destroy your country? I mean, where do you start?
Yeah, I can almost see this coming here, Kevin, and this is just speculating. It's not even Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but you know how keyboard warriors from the right will always be on there. Well, you know, I'm going to be running. They're going to come and take my guns. There, I'm going to go. And well, you know the type, right? You see the type, and they're going to go down trying or whatever it is. You know, you see this happen all the time, and I'm thinking to myself, no, that's not the way it goes on. You know, you will either surrender or you'll die. Okay, that's what will really end up happening in the real world. But I've always said, I've been saying this for a lot of years, it's not of what do you do if the, you know, if the tyrannical authority is coming for you, it's what do you do if they're coming for your neighbor? Maybe that's the way you have to turn it around on a situation, because
I think that's a fair question. And I think that, okay, so really, if you're talking to people who understand the threat, mm-hmm. and they're realistic people, they're facing one of two things. Either armored crew cuts showing up at their house with machine guns and Bearcats, in which case, I don't care how many hunting rifles you have, they'll just burn your house down, okay? Or they do what Trudeau did in Canada, where they just shut off your ability to have any transactions, where
right.
they eliminate your resources so they starve you and your family to death. So it becomes a very, very difficult thing, and especially, obviously, you know, what have I been on your show for so long? The ice bucket challenge, right? I mean, people want to open a vein after I start talking because I do not have, you know, an optimistic or uplifting worldview on how things are going. And so what advice and what do you say to people? Okay, things are really, really that bad. I think the first thing you do is make sure they understand that it's not 5 to midnight anymore, that it's 12:30, that they could, in fact, go. And once you understand that, you start giving some thought to the potential, like, how do we address this? I don't pretend to have the answers to that.
None of us do. None of us do, though.
Yeah.
But you know, if it is going the way the authoritarians wish it to go, it's not about worrying about what's coming after you. It's like, how does the community react when they come after members of the community? Because it's going to be the people outside that are able to affect change on these kind of things, not the ones that are the target.
You would certainly hope so, but let's face it, if 5 Bearcats show up at your neighbor's house, and this is someone you really care about and are concerned about, strategically, is there a response? Probably not.
Hmm.
And so, you know, maybe the answer is, this is going to take a long time, for people to start assuming, not assuming, that the people that they're electing to office actually represent them. We don't see it on a congressional level. Our country is disintegrating, and the Republicans in Congress are sitting on their asses doing nothing.
And they're worried about Mike Johnson's worried about getting aid to Ukraine, right? That kind of thing.
It's absolutely absurd. And on a local level, the Republicans in the legislature, the best of them have been barred for running for office again. And the rest of them are crowing about, sending out emails about all the wonderful bipartisan victories they had this session, which basically meant they bent over and did what the Democrats told them to do. In a state where a 9-year-old girl can be gang raped and her rapist get a 1-day suspension from school, this is not okay. This requires a major and serious response. And so far, the only people who have been willing to respond have been barred from running for office. And then you have the ghouls coming in trying to take their seats because they want to move up from the House to the Senate.
Interesting.
And so the answer is to start saying to candidates, will you go there and disrupt things? And if not, I may as well elect a Democrat, because that is essentially what you are. And when I say disrupt things, I don't mean physically turn over the tables, although I have no objection.
That would be very entertaining, I'm going to have to say, though. They would look great on video. Sure.
It would look great. It would look like Brazil or Japan. But how about just asking in committee, which I don't see happening? You know, when you get some zombie up.
No, you said asking serious questions when you're on a committee. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
That got caught.
Your
phone cut out for a second. That's why I want to make sure people hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, I don't see it happening. I see the Republicans acting subservient and cowed. And I see people at hearings who are absolute freaks, who work for the state. They're bizarre gender benders, and they're in charge of children's services. And legislators should. And, you know, if you do ask a question and the committee chair shuts you down, walk the hell out. You know, when Dallas Hurd asked the question in a remote hearing about who was actually rioting, Janelle Bynum turned the hearing off. Okay, fine. If she's going to do that, then the Republicans get up and walk the hell out and stop taking this crap. But they are so thrilled about the crumbs that are thrown to them, where they can, you know, where David Brock Smith says, oh, I introduced this bill to stop windmills, until you read the bill, which the first 2 pages are gushing about the beauty of windmills. You know, there's so many of them are in the tank. And when Republican voters or independent voters or conservative voters start demanding that these people take a stand, because we're no worse off electing Democrats than we are electing Republicans.
Well, electing Republicans that will not help disrupt this this process will not help. I mean, even look at the people that bent over, right? You know, and everybody ends up going and playing the Democrat game this time around. Even now, we have our lovely governor, who is looking to yank funding from all these districts that Republicans voted for, went to help them with, right? Vetoing.
exactly.
Yeah, Shady Cove and Gold Hill and
not Democrat districts, you know, but we can't have send money to this district because it isn't for housing. No, it's for sewerage and water supply, which I think is related to housing.
Yeah, but still, $2.5 million ends up going to Pam Marsh's Oregon Shakespeare Festival, so that we can keep paying for woke plays that nobody wants to pay for because they're so bad. Okay,
let's face it. If you're a governor. And your significant other, spouse, lesbian, lover, whatever, is a mentally ill alcoholic. Now, that's fine. I get it. Some of my best friends are mentally ill alcoholics. But you seek help for that person. You don't give them an office and $150,000 assistant and make them part of the policymaking committee, you know?
Oregon, she flies with her own wings, Kevin, and it's two left wings. All right, there we go.
Oregon's for dreamers. If you're awake, you've moved away.
All right. My friend, I always appreciate the talk here. Out of time, but good talk on the proportionality and all the rest of this, too. So disrupt, disrupt, disrupt. That's the rule of the day and for the near future here, too. Kevin Starr at Oregon Firearms Federation, thanks for being on as always, okay? Be well.
Thank you, Bill.
It's 848 KMED KCMD.
If you're searching for a property with a well, don't make a decision without a well flow test from Siskiyou Pump Service. Well flow testing is necessary in assessing the performance and reliability of the system. Real estate lenders often require flow validation to ensure it meets their criteria. Siskiyou Pump Service, with over a half century of dedicated service in Southern Oregon, are your go-to experts for a comprehensive well flow test that provides crucial insights into capacity, yield, and functionality. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit ValleyViewNursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerno with your NBC5 Morning News Update. In an effort to help manage Josephine and Jackson County animal shelter capacities, Saturday morning, the Oregon Humane Society transferred 60 dogs to their main Portland and Salem shelters. According to a press release, Laura Jansen of the Josephine County Animal Shelter was quoted as saying her organization has been operating at above 200% capacity. OHS is launching a dog adoption promotion now for all the new dogs. Adoption fees are temporarily reduced to $50 for dogs 1 year or older and $150 for dogs under 1 year. And it's your last weekend to hit the slopes in Ashland. Mount Ashland Ski Area's 60th season will be closing this Sunday, April 14th. The Got Guts Pond Skim is happening on Saturday with live surf rock on the slopes by the Reverberays. You can register for the Pond Skim now on Mount Ashland's website. The ski area is open Friday through Sunday from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. And Southern Oregon's first USA Pickleball-sanctioned tourney is on its way to Grants Pass. The Rogue Valley Classic will take over the GP Pickleplex May 10th through 12th. Registration is now open for both men and women singles and doubles, plus mixed doubles. Check out all the details on usapickleball.org for more. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Cerna. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
We have some real issues here in Southern Oregon, and when it comes to the state senator to represent us, there is only one clear choice, Christine Goodwin. Christine is a strong, vibrant, get-her-done conservative who won't leave Southern Oregon behind against those far-left Portland politicians. Matter of fact, as representative, she has the number one conservative voting record of all time by nationally recognized CPAC in the legislature among senators, representatives, and congressmen serving over 2 years. Christine helped recriminalize hard drugs, strengthen laws for our police, and even worked to help Texas in trying to close the southern border. Hey, Republicans, make sure you vote Christine Goodwin for state senate in the primary. She's a winner, and let's back a winner. This former high school teacher, small business owner, commissioner, and school board chair knows how to get it done on all levels. Sending her to Salem to battle those urban politicians is the best thing we can do. Vote Christine Goodwin for state senate. Paid for by Goodwin for Oregon, PAC ID 21708.
Levon here from Orley Stoves and Spas. Are you tired of those huge heating bills? Just to stay warm and comfortable in your own home? Then now is the time for a new wood, gas, or pellet stove from Orley Stoves and Spas. Orley's has Southern Oregon's largest inventory with over 400 stoves in stock now. Never be cold again. And for a limited time, receive a 30% tax credit on qualifying wood or pellet stoves and installation. Are you ready for a relaxing spring and summer enjoying your new pool, swim spa, or hot tub? Then Orley's has everything you need. We are fully stocked on Splash Around above ground pools and accessories. Orley's is Southern Oregon's largest Cal Spa dealer with over 55 spas and swim spas in stock now, as well as the shortest lead time of any dealer in the valley on any special order. Don't forget to ask us about our easy financing. Orley's Soaps and Spas at the corner of Delta Waters and Crater Lake Highway, Medford, 541-779-5340.
Well, you know it's Orley's Soaps and Spas we both recommend.
Now I told you where, let us tell you why, you ought to stop and see our friend.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
1063 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. This is the Bill Myers Show.
Crunchy, chewy talk radio goodness this morning. A lot of good conversation. Holly Morton joins me. She is the chair, Josephine County Republican Party. And 2 weeks. Is it going to be? Yeah. It's 2 weeks from this Saturday, right? The Patriots Conference over at the Josephine County Fairgrounds. Tell us a bit about that, Holly.
That's right. April 27th. Well, you know, basically it's geared to exactly what we're talking about. You listen to your show a couple of times, you listen to Kevin Steer, your hair goes straight up, and you know we've got things that we've got to deal with. This is going to be the election of our lifetime. The Patriots Conference is designed around that. What are we going to do about it? Mm-hmm. And the first thing is get very well informed. So we've got a lot of great speakers, yourself included. Trevor Loudon's going to talk about where the world is headed. Dr. Noel Robinson about truth about climate change. Diane Anderson, 20-Minute Neighborhoods. Richard Emmons will be on there. Herman and Bershiger and John West will be there. Cliff Bentz. We have an amazing, and all of the candidates. So you get a chance to really listen to the candidates, shake their hand, look them right in the eye and see what they're talking about. Because as Kevin Steer pointed out, who we put up in Salem is going to have a profound effect on what happens for our futures. And we've got to pay very close attention to that.
Yeah, and a very big important part about that is that, you know, and Kevin's right when he talks about the fact that, you know, if there is a good idea, if a Republican has a great idea, 99.9999% of the time it never gets into the bill. All you're doing is helping a Democrat push a bad bill. And yet, you know, rather than admitting this, there are many that are thinking, well, I can still get along and vote and cross the aisle and look what I've done and look what I brought home. Oh, look what I brought home to the district until the governor vetoes it, like what she's doing right now. It's interesting stuff, right? So it's another example of pulling the rug out from people who supposedly were helping. Wouldn't you agree? That kind of thing?
I absolutely agree. And I think people need to understand exactly how Salem works and what's happening up there. You know, because I think a lot of people just don't get the whole deal with the lobbyists and everything mm-hmm. that's happening. So this is going to be a good opportunity for people to sit down, drill down. It's like a one-day experience, you know, to pick up all the information you need to make the right choices when you vote.
And the lobbyists, and I know that the lobbyists have their rights too, but the lobbyists, as they are constituted in the state of Oregon, are the enemy of a lot of what we're hoping to stand for here in Southwest Oregon.
In some cases, not always, but that's why you need to be very aware of what's going on around you. That's where the money comes from that elects these candidates. When you hear people on the radio, when you're receiving all this stuff in the mail, where does that money come from? Generally, it comes from the lobbyists who are paid for by special interest groups to get certain things done that they want done.
Mm-hmm.
So when you hear that repeated advertising and that, you got to look up. Where are they getting their money?
Yeah, and sometimes it's just getting it from regular folks, but a lot of times it's not. And mother's milk, money is the mother's milk of politics, of course. And now the Patriots Conference, $50 to get in. It's an all-day event, right? It's going to start at 10 o'clock 2 weeks from Saturday.
It is. We have $100 VIP tickets that put you right in the front row and gives you access to the speakers.
And the thing is, you use this as a fundraiser to then help candidates get elected, right?
That's right.
You write checks.
100% of the money. Nobody's going to take a dime out of it. All of the money goes back to candidate support. You know, a lot of these candidates don't have the big bucks because they don't have a bunch of lobbyists behind them. So we get behind them, support them, help create visibility for them so people can get to know their beliefs. And, you know, that's what this is all about.
I really appreciate you doing that. And I'm glad to be able to help out as part of the festivities there. And it's going to be 2 weeks from this Saturday. Okay. 2 weeks from this Saturday. And right. And do you just go to the Josephine County Republican Party office or the website to find out?
Right. Right. JOCOGOP.org is our website. You can go there or you can come in and we're going to have tickets at the door as well.
All right. Very good.
A lot of people wait to the last minute.
Holly,
thank you very much, Bill. Looking forward to seeing you at the event.
Appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you there, too. It is 8:57 and change. This is KMED.